You need to get your skills to the level of such mechanization where it becomes an unconscious event for you during the trading day. If it's not going to be unconscious, you're going to be distracted. And the mistakes that you think that are mental mistakes could be those mechanical mistakes of trading.
Hi, this is Caroline Stephen, and this is Talking Trading. Our guest on the show today is Roman Bagamuzov, principal of Wyckoff Analytics. Roman's been a trader for 25 years. He's a hedge fund manager, and he's also a trading educator. I loved this interview with Roman. Today, he gives four essential steps to successful trading: knowledge, skills, process, and mindset. And he speaks about them very, very clearly. If you're really serious about trading education and you want to live the life of a trader, then this month is decision time. The Trading Game Mentor Program has been running for 22 years since the year 2000 and is the culmination of Louise Bedford's and Chris Tate's life's work. Bookings are opening for next year's course. Here's Louise's heartfelt message, and then we'll speak to Roman.
Louise Bedford here. I want to talk to you about the mentor program today because this month is decision time. You need to decide not whether you want to join the mentor program because you don't have enough information yet to know whether this is the right step for you. You need to decide whether you should register on tradinggame.com.au/priority notification so that you can get the scoop about when we're opening the mentor program for bookings. You see, everything we do is focused around our traders. We simply said, what can we do to ensure that every one of our traders receives an extraordinary education about the markets in an inspiring, supportive environment that maximises their chances of achieving their goals? And it's amazing the magic that flows from that premise. The mentor program was born from that premise. We believe that challenges are a good thing. The harder you work, the more challenges you face, and the stronger you become. It's the only way you'll live a life of significance. We stick with our traders as they face their challenges. It's a culture of caring. It's a culture of generosity. Mark my words, the ingredients of the mentor program profoundly influence the person you are becoming, your character, your ambitions, and the way that you live your life day to day. You don't just sit in a classroom and learn the content. To trade well, you must apply the content. And that doesn't happen if you do one weekend course. That's why our traders can repeat the mentor program for free as many times as they like, with us right by their side every step of the way. That's also why we limit numbers, because we can't give ourselves to everyone fully in our community unless we keep the numbers small. We've invested our life's work in the mentor program. It's something that Chris Tate and I have taken very personally. You see, after a certain point, money for money's sake does not excite you. It's at that point where Chris and I looked for a new challenge, a new passion, a new way of spreading our ideas into the world. And that's why we started the mentor program in around the year 2000. It's been running continually ever since. My work is intended to help others do what they want to do in their lives. My life is about serving others, and I hope for some, an elite group, that I'm a model and a mentor to. When my purpose helps your purpose, then we are as one. It's a mutual commitment. This month is decision time. Yes, I know the mentor program isn't for everyone, and I realise that not everyone has the fire in their belly that pushes them to excel as a trader. However, if you feel a tiny little bubble of excitement about the thought that earning money from the markets could be for you, the time is right for you. Go to tradinggame.com.au/priority notification and register. tradinggame.com.au www.trading.com/priority notification. You see, I'm going to give you a heap of free trading resources, and I'll guarantee you that I'll give you the heads up about when you can book into next year's mentor program. You see, unless you're registered for priority notification, you'll simply miss out. Go and check it out right now. That link again is tradinggame.com.au/priority notification. It's free to register, and I'm 100% sure that you'll love it.
I'm Victor Sparandio, and I really enjoy talking trading.
Our guest today on Talking Trading is Roman Bogomazov from San Francisco and also the principal and instructor of Wyckoff Analytics. As a trader and a chartist, I have heard about Wyckoff Analytics for a long time, and so it's a thrill to get Roman finally on Talking Trading. Roman, hello and welcome.
Well, hello, and thank you so much. These are such kind words. It's great to hear that we are known, even though we are such a small company, but I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Roman, let's find out a little bit about you. You're Russian, you live in San Francisco. How long have you been trading?
Well, I've been trading for the last 25 years. I've migrated from Russia in 1995. I've attended some technical analysis classes at Golden Gate University in the late 90s with the Hank Pruden, Bruce Fraser, you know, those are big Wyckoff names, and got interested in technical analysis in general, and got very interested with Wyckoff methodology. And then in the last 10 years, I've been a teacher myself, and obviously trading my personal accounts, trading my institutional accounts, and teaching whoever wants, you know, to learn about Wyckoff method and trading in general.
So we want to learn about Wyckoff method. Roman, why is Wyckoff method so famous?
Well, I probably even didn't know that it was so famous until you said so. But
it's a narrow world share trading. It's a narrow world.
Yes. But in the trading circles, obviously people know what Wyckoff method is and what it's all about. I think it was popularized a lot by Wyckoff himself in the last century. So he was a very, very successful trader. He was an extremely successful educator. If I would be comparing him to any modern figure, it probably would be William O'Neill, you know, that type of figure. You know, he had 100 years ago, he had like 200,000 subscribers to his newsletter. That's how popular he was at that time. But also there is an underlying fundamental knowledge in the Wyckoff method that is so true to trading in general and to the chart reading in particular. And that is all about institutional presence, institutional interest in a specific asset class or in a specific stock, and how they go about this. How are they going about the accumulating their positions? How are they going about the distribution of their position? And that is what we are studying. We are studying the reasons of why and how we could possibly see that on the chart. That's what's so important to us. And our whole trading idea and the belief is that institutions or smart money or big money are going to be predominantly correct in the price cycle. And we just want to follow them. We want to recognize their footprints, and then we want to follow them.
I see. So let's talk about the fundamental things that traders need to acquire in order to be successful. And perhaps we can talk on the institutional movements within this. Let's talk about number one, knowledge.
Well, there are four big steps that when students come to me and they ask, well, how should I approach education in trading? So I always introduce them to four things. First, you have to have some kind of knowledge. Either a knowledge about the market, and usually those are beliefs about the market and trading. For instance, one of the beliefs could be that market is uncertain. And somebody who's going to come to me and say, like, I could predict what the market is going to do, I'm usually very, very skeptical about that. And I literally almost instantly know the level of that particular trader. You also need to understand how you're going to do this, right? So you need some kind of methodology. A methodology is a set of beliefs, principles, concepts that are based on behavior of market participants in the price cycle. So there are quite a lot of methodologies, but the methodologies that are correct, the methodologies that are useful and effective are usually going to describe the same things. They're going to describe how the trend is changing and where you could take your positions in order for you to benefit from a trending or non-trending environment. And it's very important to acquire that knowledge. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from one place or from one methodology. I've done it myself, and there are quite a few successful students that we have, traders that I've met, that have looked into different methods before they kind of individualize their own approach to trading. But most definitely, this is the first step. You need some kind of knowledge about the market, about the method that you're going to use, and then you can proceed to the second step.
How do you pick a trend?
How do I pick a trend?
Mm.
Well, we look for, on the chart, we look for the change of conditions. Those are the first requirements for us. We want to see, and let's say in the downtrend, some stopping action. We want to see in the consolidation, exhaustion of sellers. And those preconditions, they're going to create the environment where a change of behavior is going to happen. So demand or institutional interest is going to increase, and that's going to produce increasing effort behind their buying and also increase of the result. So we're going to start seeing the bars that are bullish bars that are going to start advancing in the trading range. And they're going to identify for us the emergence of the new trend.
Lovely. All right, let's talk about the second one, skill.
Highly underrated. Something that I am working with my students each day on. And that is basically, once you have the knowledge, you understand how you should go about the selection process, how you should go about identification of the best candidates, how you should go about development of the scenarios of confirmation and failure, how you should go about the understanding where you're entering the position, where is your risk, what's your stop loss, and how to go about movement of the stop loss to protect your profits. So with that, you need to practice and you need to develop your skills. You need to figure out how you see those, let's say, Wyckoff method concepts or any type of methodology concepts on the chart. Can you identify those? And what I'm finding with a lot of our students is that in general, our observational skills are very poor. An example of that would be just try getting out on the street and think about how many data points you are surrounded with. Could you describe to me the tree that is growing by your home, by your house? Could you describe everything that is on your car or in your car? And you will fail, I'm sure, because there are so many data points. So the chart presents to us the same dilemma. We have so many data points, even on a single bar. So we teach students and we're developing their skills of visual recognition of patterns on the chart. So that's number one. The second one is the ability to make correct deductions based on your observational skills. So it's kind of like Sherlock Holmes, right? So you're like seeking the truth and you're trying to solve the puzzle. As you make observations, what does it mean? Is it bullish? Is it bearish? Is it a change of behavior, or is it something that is not relevant, in this picture at all? So you need to build that skill as well.
So when you're building those observational skills, you look at both macro and small patterns?
Absolutely. You go to different time frames. So for instance, you start with the, let's say, weekly or monthly time frame, where the trends are big, where you have the macro view, the bird view. And usually I refer to this like you see the whole tree, right? You see like big, big branches. Then you go to a smaller time frame, daily. This is going to be usually for investors is the point of entry type of data, weekly or daily for investors. So those are, you know, not the whole tree, those are smaller branches. And then you go to the intraday level, and for, this is more for active investors or for more active traders, and you look at the leaves. And there, you know, you're gonna have a multiple trends, you know, many changes of behavior and so on and so forth. But, you know, having the capacity and the ability to mentally switch from one time frame to another and to see the whole picture from that perspective is extremely important skill for traders and investors.
All right, that's probably a little bit of process, but let's talk about process for trading.
That's step number three for me. So once you have the knowledge, once you have trained and yourself, your mind to recognize the patterns that you need to see, and you understand the mechanics of how you're going to open the position, how you're going to follow the position. The next step is to establish the process, which is basically your routine. You need to automate your routine or mechanize your routine to the point where it becomes an unconscious event for you. So let me give you an example of what I do, what our students do. For instance, my preparation for the week starts on Friday. This is where I'm going through all of my positions. I'm looking for the signs of, let's say, some kind of change, maybe even deterioration. I journal about my positions. And then I look at what needs to be closed, let's say if this is an investment, or what needs to be traded. Then I journal just about myself. How do I feel about my trading right now? How do I feel about the market? How do I feel about the process? What's happening there? I calculate and quantify the variance between my execution and what my trading plan requires. And then I go into the process of identifying what kind of mistakes have I made in the last week. And I look for the commonality of the mistakes, and I put them in some kind of feedback loop process where for the next week, I will know that I don't want to make this mistake because I've done it before. So I'm trying to capture myself, correcting myself in the moment when I'm possibly making the mistake. And then also the selection process itself, it's kind of simple, but you know, for the beginner, it might be a little bit daunting. So I would go usually through about 400 to 500 stocks, create a watch list for the next week, and then identify on that watch list the levels that I would be looking for the points of entry, for the stop loss, for exits. And then during the week, that watch list of stocks that I'm following is going to be my daily routine. I'm going to look at that list and I'm going to identify that something is working now, so I'm opening the position there, or I'm moving the stop losses, so I'm taking the profit, or I'm exiting.
How do you not be your own worst enemy when you're doing this? How do you not start missing trades, being chicken to take trades?
Well, you do.
You do.
Of course. I make a lot of mistakes. And if somebody will tell me that they are perfect, right away, I'm not even going to talk to that person because that's not the case. I've met a lot of traders. I've met a lot of modern traders that are kind of like, you know, really high profile traders. And all of them make mistakes. All of them. There is no exceptions. There are no exceptions whatsoever. And that's only because market is unpredictable. You can't predict the market. The best thing that you can do with the markets is to learn how the market works and follow that. If you could identify when the change happens in the market, and you could say that this is a high probability spot where the trend is establishing itself or is already established, and I'm going to follow that trend until it's broken, until it deteriorates. That's probably the best bet that you could make, you know, trading the markets. Everything else is really just either gambling or like a lottery or something like this.
Yes. All right. Let's go to mindset trading. And we've already started to talk about this.
Yes. So step number four in your trading education would be mindset. And this step is kind of tricky because a lot of the beginners or intermediate students, traders come to me and they say, like, I see a lot of mental mistakes that I make. And I say to them, like, so what? Concentrate on your skills first. You need to get your skills to the level of such mechanization where it becomes an unconscious event for you during the trading day. If it's not going to be unconscious, you're going to be distracted. And the mistakes that you think that are mental mistakes could be those mechanical mistakes of trading. So don't go into the psychology of trading until you actually acquire knowledge, until you actually build properly the skills, and until you have the process. Once everything is mechanical in those three departments, and you still have some problems, this means that now you can look at your mental landscape. And you can start figuring out through journaling, through talking to maybe your peers and showing them your trades and inquiring, what am I making? How am I making this mistake? And so on and so forth. Going to maybe some professionals like psychologists where you deliberately expose yourself and become so vulnerable and show your mental mistakes. So that somebody, someone from outside, because you have no idea who you are, you know, if you're making that particular mistake, something is a blind spot. You need somebody like a third party that could point out exactly what's going on with you. So, and there are quite a lot of tools right there that, you know, you could use to develop your awareness, and the awareness is the key word. So even through the whole process of knowledge, skill, process, we're trying to build with our students that, you know, a sense of awareness, a sense of not just what you don't know, but also a sense of what you don't know about yourself.
And that is all for Talking Trading today. Please stay tuned to hear part two of Roman's fabulous interview on the processes of trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. Stay well. Take care. As always, if you like this show, please be sure to tell a friend. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcast and make sure you give us a big fat 5-star review. You'll also notice that Talking Trading doesn't use sponsors and barely advertisers. This is because Chris Tate and Louise Bedford fund this show from tradinggame.com.au. So until next week, happy trading. The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regards to your own situation.